Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
Okay, sounds like we have some technical difficulties with the phone lines, calling lines. So let's reacquire those and see can we fix that problem real quick. One second, we'll be getting underway. Making some connections here. Okay, I think we reconnected. We'll just have to do the best we can with that.
To start conference recording, press 1. Turn the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, September 30, 2020. Raven98 here, along with...
Right. Good morning, TNT. It is a wonderful Wednesday, I think is what we're supposed to say. Huh. All right. So, did we send anything out, Ray?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. Might not be anything to update. I don't know. Let me see. What's going on in the world today? And I'm not talking about last night's debate. We're not going to talk about that at all. let's see, guys. Iraq is moving forward. There are a bunch of people over there excited. You're hearing rumors that it's about to happen. We're hearing rumors that it's about to happen. There's more and more information about exchange rates. There's more and more information they're putting out about banks and why people should put their money in the bank and trying to educate them on that respect for it. Our banks are ones that will have people working, still have them working. They still think it's going to be this week is what they're saying. This should be this weekend. We'll see if that happens. Tomorrow is the 1st. Iraqi news, TV, or media, I should say, is promoting gatherings tomorrow, demonstrations. And here's the difference with it. Well, they're calling it a celebration of last year's demonstrations to get started. Amiri and the militia and the Iran-backed groups are all promoting demonstrations for tomorrow. All of them. Trying to get people to come out for it. Start that. Maliki, who is Amiri's partner, is putting out articles on TV talking about support Kazemi's government, support Iraq, let's unify. Here's the opportunity. So, they're playing both sides of the coin, and for a very good reason. Because if it works what Iran wants to do, and Amiri side, and they could topple the government, cause enough chaos in there, Maliki's trying to position himself to get back in charge, if that happens. If it comes around to the vote in June, which they're trying to stop, he's trying to position himself in the mix. Sadar is saying the same thing, telling his people to support the government, the changes, everything else, but also telling them to come out tomorrow. So, Iran wants a big production tomorrow against the government and to cause mass confusion, which we know they've all been trying to do. But the national celebration is still scheduled for Friday, which is the 2nd. Independence holiday, supposed to be a day of celebration. So we're going to see what happens. Yes, they put out information saying they're not going to do the 2020 budget. They're not going to try and get it approved, is what they're saying. Instead, they're just going to go with the white paper or the facts, everything that was in the 2020 budget. And they think they can get that approved easier or within the law. So that, again, is supposed to happen hopefully today. We'll see what's announced tomorrow. So there's really nothing negative till we see what the demonstrations happen, if it affects anything. Al-Kazimi was meeting with 25 separate countries today, with all of them having concerns about what's about to happen. All of them concerned with the missile launching and if their businesses and embassies are going to be protected, which he's telling them they are. And making all the changes, security things they need to do to have them fully protected. So, no reason for alarm, anything else. I think we're going just fine, and we'll get there. So, right? Let's get it started.
All right. Nicole19 says, it seems that if you are not careful, you can create an orphan trust. This is a trust that does not have a successor when you die and is simply out there. Your opinion? I've never heard of an orphan trust, and my understanding is the trustees do not have successor trustees named at their death, then the court will step in and appoint someone to be trustee of that trust and let it run its natural course, shut it down, and then hand the assets over to the beneficiary. That's always been my understanding. Never heard of an orphan trust. Okay, Divine 33 says, today is my birthday. We play the birthday song for Divine 33. And I don't know if she says she's 33 years old or not, or he. But anyway, Divine 33, happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Right, happy birthday. Let's see, that takes us to Samadhi. Samadhi says, can't remember who you said you were concerned about releasing the RV due to the state of things in the U.S., but how would that affect things in a negative way if they did go ahead and RV?
Let me see. How would that affect things in a negative way? Not a positive way, but a negative way. All right. I'm reading some text. It says we're still breaking up. I guess some people can't hear this good. So, guys, they're concerned, and I thought I explained it on the last call, with the state of the U.S. as we are supposed to be the leading nation for the world, not for just us. For years, hundreds of years now, other countries have looked to us for leadership and guidance that they're not seeing. They've looked for us for civilization as how most other countries wish it would be and could be, and now they're not seeing it. So there are a lot of countries, governments, who have concern with what's going on in the U.S., not just our economy, but us as a people. And we got to understand that. It's more fractured than it's ever been well, not ever been, but since the 50s and 60s. When we're supposed to be moving forward, we're moving backwards. That's their concerns. No more than, you know, when President Bush announced the RVA. We just going to get the money. Then we're going to do what we do, okay? But when President Obama came on, he said, you know what, we can just take the money this year and the whole country collapse next year and it'd be absolutely no good. Made out all this money, we spent all this time, and we did it all for nothing because the country has collapsed. Well, they're looking at the same thing, guys, that we were looking at then. They're saying the U.S. put this together. They're the guiding light. Even though it's the Iraqi dinar, and it's supposed to be once we change the rate, the currency, they're still doing this based on the strength that the U.S. put it together, and the U.S. is going to back it. Because once it changes the value of the dinar, all these currencies are going to change, and they're all based on what? The value of the dollar. So, as a leader, and I have a further vision than Friday or next Saturday and that, I got to look at what's going on in the U.S. Now, some people are predicting that it's going to collapse. The dollar's going to collapse. It's going to be another civil war. So why shouldn't they be concerned about that? Any smart person would be. I don't know where this is going to end up at. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what they're preparing for. We've never seen the U.S. look like this before, so we have concerns. So I can't be mad at them about it. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen or it doesn't delay things, as we know anything could. Okay, what's next, Trey?
Let's see. J-O-C-A-H-A. Not sure how that would be pronounced. What happens to the Iraqi money after the exchange?
I really, really, really want to say what I'm going to say, and that is, why do we care what happens with it? You got your money, plan your future, go live. But I'm going to tell you what happens with it anyway. But it doesn't really make a difference as far as we're concerned, individuals. The Treasury is taking the money from the bank. The Treasury and the U.S. has a deal with Iraq already to use the money to buy oil over the next 30 years at a discounted rate. So that was Iraq's concern. Hey, you going to try to cash it all in 6 months? No. It's spread out over a 30-year period. That was President Obama's concern. Well, if it's over 30 years, then I need to make sure this country is somewhat stable over that period of time so we get the benefit of what we're working for. That was this whole thing. Don't just take the money and run. They collapse, and now we've ruined our own economy by just being greedy. But he wants to ensure the 30 years. You do that by changing the financial laws that we did, by changing the government, more importantly, by changing the mindset. Even back then, I told you guys, it's just like here. It doesn't happen overnight. They have 200 years of history of thinking the way they're thinking, or 2,000 years, whatever it is. We're not going to change their minds overnight. Now, we've been working on it for the last 15 years. We obviously see some progress. But it's going to take 50, 60, 80 more years before they even come halfway what we are. But at least they're working towards it, and that was the goal. All right, what's next?
Rock Solid says, you have mentioned only getting 10 letters to support the show, but you never mentioned how much comes in through Cash App. Should I just send checks instead? No, whatever you're doing is fine. You don't need to change up.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you. Ray won't tell you. He sent me a text this morning and said, Cash App is zero. So now, he and I usually don't tell you anything, but that's what it was, zero. I told him, we don't really have to do this call. But anyway, that's right. I mean, if everybody's ready to be done, we can just be done. It's close enough. I'm cool with it. Anyway, yeah. Since you wanted to know, now you know. And we don't. For years, you guys have been concerned about it. Whatever the difference is, we've been paying it. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Well, Force says, okay, today is my birthday. Okay. Been with you guys for 9 years. And believing, like Tess says, that this is my last broke birthday. Okay, Wealth Force, happy birthday to you.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. All right, that takes us to the live callers on the line. 209 area code. You're on.
Oh my goodness. Number one. Well, this is Happy Day. And first, I want to say thank you to you both for all you've done and to the 100 supporters who have kept this call on the line. So, Tony and Ray, I know this is a question answer for the RV. And we are not here to talk politics, even though Monday's call was kind of political. But what I have to say will lead into my question, so please bear with me. My question is, if Biden and Harris were to win, they have made it very clear that we would be a socialistic country, and anyone knows a socialistic country, if they just look at Venezuela, the most recent, China and Russia, they lose their freedom, their rights, and they're governed by government. So, Tony, you are a stats man or a fact check man. So with that said, Biden and Harris have said the very first thing they will do is raise taxes. And we know this will hold true because in 1983, Joe Biden voted in favor to Social Security tax raise and it passed.
We're getting politics now.
Well, it's actually leading in. We know that
we don't need to address what was said in the past. We're hearing what you're projecting, and you want to base a question on what's going to be projected. So let's stay with that.
Okay. Let me go with this. The thing they said, the biggest thing that has been said over and over is that they want to tax the rich 70%. This is going to affect us as denarians. So if he wins, what happens to our being? Will we have to that we waited so long for? So is there a way to protect it, or because we got the money before January, it won't be involved?
Okay, so listen. Okay, we've talked about this for the last 15 years, and we've said every time that we are told there is no taxes on our exchange. No taxes on our exchange. And that's all we're concerned with. After that, you go to your tax man and you use the strategy that he gives you to do whatever your tax is going to be. I live in the state of California. I know right now, today, my tax is going to be 53% because that's what taxes are. So I'm going to have a strategy for 53%. And that's what you're going to have to do. There's no tax on the exchange. We've heard that over and over and over again, and we've heard that through three administrations. So that's not going to change regardless of who wins in November, because the agreements are already in place.
Okay, I understand that. I really do. What I don't understand is the 70% tax on the rich. So it would be on anything over and above that after we, whatever we do with that money?
I don't know. I don't know Biden's tax plan. I don't know the tax laws, okay? I know he said everybody over $400,000 would be affected. Anybody under $400,000 would not. And that's all I can tell you, just like anybody else. So now we have to wait and see what the tax laws are.
Okie dokie. Well, that was all I had. So thank you very much. This is Happy Day.
Okay.
Bye.
Alrighty. All right. Bye-bye. 423 area code. You are on.
Good morning, good afternoon once again. Hope you're both doing well. Sounds like
yes,
Tony's voice is much better today.
Yes, it is.
Question.
Thank you.
Good. Clarification regarding the rate committee guy has said were over the treaty amount. As I recall, in the past, we talked about dong reaching as high as $16. Is my memory correct? When he talks about over the treaty amount, is he just talking about the ZIM?
Look, he told us years ago, and I think I told you guys, there was a plan for the dong to come out. There was a plan for the dong to go up in 18 months. And then 24 months. Now, the high is what he said the plan was the $2.20. That was going to be the high over the entire time. Well, I guess things have changed since the committee went away or not. And the bank is telling us that they are paying out, have paid out, and I know from the people we have paid, between $6 and $12. That's what they're paying out. I know what he said. I know what they've already paid people. So however that works. But what I do is give you the information from both sides of the coin so you can decide for you. Personally, I'm saying, okay, I know you guys set that up. I know this has been in the making for 40, 50 years. I know there was all kind of agreements and things signed, and that may be that base rate goes from 47 to 220 over 18 months. But the international rate and things that the banking system is doing could be something totally different. I can tell you I feel very, very confident that the bank is doing it from the number of people who I know who've already gone in and made agreements from the bank people I'm talking to and what they are being trained on and told to say during our process that they are, in fact, doing it. Okay?
Well, that's pretty clear, Tony. And that's, of course, what we wanted to hear. A comment about the donations. If each caller will send in a donation each time they call and make comments or questions, and if those who send in questions via the forum will make a donation each time a question is put in, that will provide a steady income to keep the call on the air. And I appreciate your continued support of the Dinar community, because there are a bunch of small people who never get on the calls and are riding on the coattails. But at least those of us who call in, if all of us will make a donation every time we call in with questions or comments, there should be a steady income.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good idea, good suggestion. And let me tell you guys specifically on this subject today, Serene. You know, last week, when Ray told me he got 10 envelopes in, I'm like, really? Okay. We got 10,000 people on the call. We got 10 envelopes in. Okay. So then this morning, he said, hey, Cash App was zero. I said, zero? Zero. And I did tell them, we don't have to do the call. We ain't got to do it no more. I mean, you know, there's one thing, the fact that we do this and 10,000 people are on a call, but a million people review it through the week. And even though we set it up and we do it for the right reason, is to help as many people as we can, it shouldn't, I mean, the call is already, you know, on us. I'm going to say that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't just get to do this, you know, 2 hours and talk to you guys. Somehow I got to gather this information, understand it, do everything else I'm doing. And Ray does, and he's on open mic, and he's feeding homeless people, and he's doing a whole lot of other things, too. They're going to it. But for everybody to say, I just want the information, I just want them to tell me to do the best I can with my money, how to do it, how to make hundreds into thousands, thousands into hundreds or thousands, or hundreds of thousands into millions. And I just want it all based on what somebody else does with those normal 10 people, 100 people every week who do support it. Just let them pay for it the whole time. Now, I understand, again, there are people who can't afford to give. I mean, you just can't. You're trying to feed your own family, keep your own lights on. You're trying to do things. And I understand that. But I know out of 10,000 or a million people that review this, there got to be some that can help somebody, you know, help these other people stay on. And we haven't cared about it. That doesn't mean I should have to pay for it every month. Ray should have to pay for it every month. Especially you guys know it costs. When we post things and you going in there per click or people on the call. I mean, it's not free. If it was free, we could just all do it for free. Wouldn't be a problem. So that's the only reason I guess we probably even said anything, to tell you the truth. When it gets down, when it was 10 people, I said, all right, it's 10 people. At least people are still doing it. But when he told me this morning, zero, I was thinking, hey, this is over with. We're done. Because there's too much people just taking advantage of us too much at that point. That's my point of view. Ray didn't say anything.
Well,
that's my point of view.
It's
just so you guys know. Go ahead.
It's a fair point of view. A workman is worthy of his hire, and you have stepped up to the plate, both of you. You've kept this thing going. And you've kept a good attitude even when people have not been as supportive as they should. But each of us needs to be responsible for ourselves, even if we just gave $10 when we make a call. But $25 or $50 would be better. I mean, we can do it. And it doesn't mean that we got deep pockets either. And those who call every day, they should be pretty consistent too. Just a comment for what it's worth.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, Ray.
All right, 714 area code, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings,
hey,
sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Robert from OC here. I'm doing very well, thank you. Except it's hot. Should be 100 today again. And how are you doing up there? Are you hot as well?
It is, 98, 96, something. Sun is shining.
Yeah.
I can see the sky. Very little smoke at all.
Okay. Well, that's good. There's no ash. Yeah, we have very little smoke. The wind's going the right direction. So we can see the smoke, but it's staying distant, thankfully, to say the least. So are there any rate updates? You mentioned about
nope.
Them talking rate. So they were just talking rates over in Iraq. All right.
I haven't gotten any rate updates, but I didn't ask for any either because I know everything is set. And they're just looking for activation times, which, again, they said they still think could be this week, hopefully by this weekend. But I was hoping it was before tomorrow because I don't know how bad tomorrow is going to be. Or it could be Friday, the day of celebration. I'm just hoping to get it done before it turns into last year.
Yeah. I'm curious on your viewpoint on the cessation of Iraqi flights from to Iran for until the 9th of October. Any significance to that, do you think?
Well, I thought it was going to be the it's for the pilgrimage or something that they're doing during that time, or people going through. They didn't want to come into the country, I think. But I also thought it would be right after the first, and they didn't want people smuggling money back and forth right as soon as the rate changed. But I don't know, guys. I mean, I really don't. At this point, they're talking about not even bringing Parliament back until the 10th. They're talking about not having the 21 budget submitted until the middle of the month. So I'm sure somebody's getting ready to let me know. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then I thought it was interesting about the traveler's check that's been was put online from Rafidane Bank with the routing number of Mellon Bank out of the Pittsburgh branch. So we've got the Iraqi bank giving traveler's check in USD. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was Delta and Frank were behind that. Banknote World was one I tracked it down, actually had it up for sale.
Had a traveler's check up for sale? What are you saying?
$200 traveler's check, yes, for sale. With the routing number of BNY Mellon, Pittsburgh branch, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the routing number. And it's
I don't
in
understand
USD.
Why somebody was trying to sell a traveler's check for $200.
I don't, well, I guess they weren't planning to use it. It's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, I agree with you there. That sounds kind of weird, but
Well, how much was it for sale for? Yeah, because I mean, if it's worth $200, what can you sell it for? $5,000?
It was like 190 something, so under, a little under 200.
Okay. All right. I missed it. Sorry.
That's okay. You're entitled to miss a few things. Obviously,
okay.
you're having to look up things from all sorts of different directions all the time anyway. But I thought it was a positive that the USD and issued traveler's check from Iraq, so Iraqi bank. So it's pretty good.
Well, it's always good if it's there. But Kurdistan announced yesterday they're ready to do international business. They're saying it for a reason. Iraq has said it. Countries are saying, or they're saying they're ready for these countries to come in and do business. They know nobody is going to do that without the exchange rate. So that's why everybody is looking very positive towards this happening.
I'm 100% behind that. And then a couple of calls ago, there was callers asking about the Afghani rate. And Ray, you were close on your estimate of like 235. I have in my notes, like I keep track of all the changes. I have 239 was the last Afghani rate that was mentioned by you.
Okay,
and
great.
I think that's it.
All right.
So
great.
Everybody have a wonderful
All right, thank you.
Rest of the hump day
okay.
Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good morning, Ray. How you guys doing?
Greetings. All right.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Nth degree.
I'm good. Your voice sounds better, Tony. Sound like
it was
a lot better than
this
you
call,
were.
But trust me, it's getting worse as we go on. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's, I was listening to your intro, and you said that the banks are still thinking something for this weekend. So think maybe after the market's closed on Friday, we could hear something maybe along the lines of Friday night into Saturday. Be a more preferable day for them to start it, or would it more or less be Sunday when the market's open?
last weekend, tell you guys again, the lower denoms were supposed to come out on Saturday, and the announcement was supposed to be made on Sunday. So that's what I'm looking for again this weekend. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I do know that's what they were planning on last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know there was an article that came out basically, and they were saying that the they borrowed money to pay the salaries, and their salaries are supposed to be paid tomorrow. A lot of people are thinking that the CBI is the entity that's going to pay those salaries, because they said that, you know, they feel like the only place they can really get the money would be from, you know, of them being paid would be from the CBI. What's your thought on that, Tony? They're supposed to be paying those salaries tomorrow, right? Friday? I mean, no, what's tomorrow? Thursday?
They said they would pay the salary in the next 2 days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it was going to be paid today, because it said in the month of September, because it's September's paycheck. Today they came out and said we're going to pay it in the next 2 days, which again, I thought they could have drug this out. Again, this is just me thinking, because nobody's telling me this, to wait for the exchange rate to pay it. So they would have to use a lower number of dinars and still get it covered. The money is coming from the central bank. That's what they wanted to vote on today, to do another round of loans and vote on internal loans, which would have to come from the CBI and the banks in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the payments are going to go through, the CBI and the top five banks in Iraq is where the payments are going to be made through.
Okay. So why do you think the CBI would be the one to make that those loans? Because they know what's coming down the pipe, the rates getting ready to change. Would that be safe to say? And they know that rates getting ready to change?
No, because that's the only place they can get money from. Is the
that's
CBI.
The only place
they hold the reserves. They're the $70 billion. If the CBI doesn't give it to them, then the banks surely are not going to be part of it and be able to give it to them, the private bank. So that's their only resource other than going outside the country, which they definitely don't want to do at this point.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we will see what happens this weekend. I was hoping that, you know, we would see it probably right around the time of this celebration. I'm hoping. So let's just say hypothetically that they change the rate this weekend. As far as Iraq is concerned, do you think it would be on that day or prior, right prior or right after? What would make more sense, I guess, as far as how they would sneak it in? For Iraq.
What would make more sense is for it to all happen tomorrow on the 1st of October, last quarter of the year, and being that would make sense to me. I don't know if it's going to make sense to them, is to get it, you know, market shut down after Friday, transactions, they didn't really have to notify everybody like they would in the middle of a week or of a transaction that they're doing it afterwards, and we still get it accomplished. That's why last weekend, the lower denoms were supposed to come out Friday evening. The RV was supposed to be announced after 6 on Sunday. Didn't happen. And I probably shouldn't even tell y'all that. But anyway, it makes sense again for it to be this weekend. But do the demonstrations tomorrow mess it up? What is Friday going to look like? What is Saturday going to look like? What they're trying to do right now, Amiri is trying to do with the militia net is make a plan for them all to attack the green zone on tomorrow and Saturday. Attack the green zone to try to disrupt the whole government, the process, and everything. So do they let them do that? I don't know. Al-Kazimi is saying, I'm preparing the security forces for the attack. Now, did Iraq just go from a stable country to an unstable country? There's a lot that can be interpreted and changed in there, and that's what we're waiting to see. Who's going to win this battle? Because it's at a crucial point now.
Okay, well, I guess we will wait and see what happens this weekend, and maybe we'll get that, well, at least you guys will get the 1-800 numbers, and hopefully we can have another call and start making our appointments. That's what I'm hoping. So,
me
all
too.
Right, but thank
and,
you.
And I still think we're going in that direction, guys. Is more likely than anything, and that was is what Al-Kazimi has been fighting and letting the people know. Don't do this. Don't let them influence you. It's not going to change the militia. They're going to do what they're going to do. Amiri, Maliki, because they're all fighting for Iran, so they know they're going to be there. It's whether or not the people are going to follow them or wait and see what the reforms say. That's the real critical part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for doing everything you do, and Ray. And, oh, I was going to mention about the membership. I mean, if this by some chance does not happen, you know, this week, next week, or before the end of the year, maybe you guys should think about reducing the amount of people in your membership and see how many people that does not mind paying a low monthly amount and go with those people, because I know you guys are getting tired, and see who want to put it, throw in a little membership. You know, it would help you guys, and those that really want to be here will pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see anything wrong with paying a low amount. I would do it, so I'm in on that. If y'all want to do it, I'm good with it. So, all right.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna say something. So hold on. I've got all kind of ideas. People like the donation suggestion. People are telling me every time, just stop doing the call. Just take the month of October off. Something's wrong with it. I mean, I get a lot of stuff, guys. It's not just about money. It's about paying the bill. That's for certain. It's about people not just taking advantage to be taking advantage, that's for certain. But there's so many people who have, over the last 10, 15 years, done what they can do, and I don't want to take away from just them. I don't want to hurt people who said, hey, man, you know, I've given what I can give, done what I can do, and I've helped support it. And we know. Sometimes it's 100 people, and I've told you guys that before, who usually donate out of a million who listen to the call. If we get 100 people a month, then we did good. I mean, that's the way I said, we did good. That's all. 100 people donated, and that's fine. They donated $5 or $20 or whatever they did, and that's it. But when we get to Vivo, is something different. Even those 100 people have carried a million people for 10, 15 years. And it's not the same 100 every month. You know, somebody does this month, don't do next month, or they do 3 months from now, but it averages out to 100 people, and that's cool. And so, and it's really not about the money, guys. If the bill does have to be paid, somebody got to pay it. And when there's not enough, we pay it, but still, it's about when you get to 10 and 0, which is that, then I say, okay, then we're just done, because now people are just taking advantage of us. And I don't want to be taking advantage of any more than anybody else does. So,
and we don't want you guys to be taking advantage of,
make
it
work,
you know.
You know, and
yeah.
Do that. So I mean, that's all. But I don't want good, honest people to get hurt either. And a membership may hurt some of those because they can't afford it. And you know,
right.
We're so close to the end. I really want to do all we can for everybody and say, hey, you know, we did what we set out to do. I mean, it's the bottom goal. So, you know, if it was about the money, I'd have did memberships 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or I would have went with fucking Google and just took the $50,000 a month and just did that. It's not the money, but it's really not. So, but, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Ray.
Okay. 313, area code, you're on. 313.
Oh, hi.
574. Hey.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, there she is. Good morning. I can hear you now. Can you turn your volume up, though?
Pardon?
Can you turn
your volume up?
Sure, I can turn my volume up. Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I can take you off the speakerphone. Maybe that's what it is. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for what you do, and my question was answered, and so I will let you go to the next caller. Have a great and a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
951, you are on.
Yes, good morning. Anyway,
good morning.
I already know how you're doing.
Hey.
Everybody asks you all the time.
Okay.
Anyway, I already know I have a couple of questions. One, I already know the answer to. You kind of said it in the beginning and all along, you know, but anyway, you know, we're going through this thing where, you know, we're expecting it any time now, and we've been doing that week in, week out and everything. And basically, I was just going to ask you if you really think there is a chance that this is going to happen before the end of the year, you know. But then I don't know if you know, if anything you know that you can't tell
question.
Us or what.
It's a good question.
Okay.
This is the reality. The reality is they planned for it this weekend for a long time, or last weekend, like I said, as a surprise, which it didn't go through. And we've been through that before, where we've known information a week ahead, and I'm praying to God right now as we talk that this time it was just a week ahead, and this weekend happens like last weekend was supposed to. But I'm also a realist in the fact that if it doesn't happen, and because they haven't done the budget like they said they were, 2020 was already should have been done, and 2021 should have been done in October, and they want to drag it out. It could go to January the 1st. If for some reason Maliki, Amiri, Iran is successful in stopping it this weekend or this month. Last year they were, because they were behind the protests last year. They were behind killing the protesters, burning up their tents, causing the chaos to make sure that the RV didn't happen, because they never want it to happen because it's going to stop the auctions. Well, now that Al-Kazimi is giving the auctions to Kurdistan, said, okay, you guys control it because you don't have the Iranian influence. Now that he's going in and shutting down all their connections, I'm thinking this time it might be different. So they're not really trying to stop the RV this time because it's going. They're trying to crush the government itself again. And I don't know how successful they're going to be until this weekend is over, because this is where it starts. There's one thing sitting in the squares. There's something else if they get to the point where they were last year, where they're cutting off the bridges, cutting off all the government offices, where they start burning tires and all this stuff in the streets, and it looks like, you know, the U.S. right now. And that's going to be something totally different. And we don't know if it's going to make it in January or not. Their best chance to get it through is to do it this weekend. Or if the people are calm enough for whatever reason they think they need to drag it out to October the 15th, which doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one doing it. But with the announcements they're making, Curtis Air Center International, Baghdad Center International. He's meeting with all these companies saying, come in, we're ready to do business. I just don't know why you do all that when you know they've already told you they're not going to do business till you change the rate.
So okay.
I'm looking at it to happen now, which makes sense
right.
to me. For some unforsaken reason, can it go to January? I can't tell you it can't, because there have been times throughout our 15 years where they absolutely tried to push it through. That's their biggest times, October and January, are the times they have tried to push it through.
Yeah, that's what happened last year, right, wasn't it? They wanted to do it last October, but then because of all this stuff you were talking about, they stopped it or something.
They did stop it. That's right. And then they tried to do it in January. Something else. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're basically down to we can hope and wish and pray, but it's basically just like we said, just a wait and see game, and there are no guarantees, you know. So anyway,
That's right.
The other question I have is regarding the NDA, and I know we're not supposed to mention like the rate we get, or I guess basically how much money we get either or something too. But is there anything else we're not supposed to talk about from the NDA, or you really won't know that until we see the NDA?
Well, yeah, because we don't know what it says, but I think the major thing is going to be what rate you got, because everybody's not going to get the same rate. They can't say, I mean, don't talk about the exchange there at all, because it's 10 million people, 20 million people who now have Dinar. So plenty of people want to know about it. You know, some financial circles, it's going to come out little at a time. It's not going to be major news. It's not going to be that, you know, 2,000 new billionaires were created in the U.S. exchange of the dinar. We're never going to see probably those headlines at all. But people are definitely going to be talking about the exchange. They just don't want them talking about the rate that they got for anything. And now they're trying to negotiate. They got to explain why he got $850 and you're only getting $725. He did this, and the rate on Forex still says $481. That kind of confusion they definitely don't want to go
through. Okay. And then I guess get back to somewhat of a topic today regarding donations. The best way to make a donation is with the Cash App.
That's the fastest way to make it, but you can mail it in, make it on Cash App, either way.
Okay. All right. Well, it may not be Dutch, but I'm able to start sending some stuff in, so.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. We appreciate it. And again, guys, it's not the first one, everybody. But really, when Ray just told me zero, I was like, zero? It said zero? I just could not believe it. But anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You know, it's good. It's good to hear some truth and everything that's going on in the world today. So thank you.
All right, sir.
All
thank
right,
you very much. 404.
G-Man will be on to explain. You guys, I guess he will. I mean, I don't know if he will or not. How to make donations if you don't know. Good.
Yeah, he's up here. 404.
Okay, I didn't want to be stepping on Tony if he was continuing on with things. So good afternoon to you, Ray, and good morning to you, Tony.
Greetings.
A couple of questions
good morning.
For you. Hello, hello. You had advised us earlier about the bank shifts that with the personnel, that they were on call from the 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. shifts, and that would be lasting through the end of the month. Well, this is the end of the month. Have they been advised to continue on that 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. shift? And if so, for what duration? Like for another week, another 2 weeks, another month? Or have they even made that clear yet?
Nope.
I have not discussed it with him at all. So we'll just have to wait and see what it changes into. Yeah, I mean, they're there today. They're there right now. And they're working till 11.
See, if this happens, we want to be sure that they're tomorrow, you know, as well.
That's right.
So we don't show up at 6 a.m. and they aren't there. So I just wanted to clarify. No. Okay.
No, if it happens, they will definitely be there, okay?
Okay, good enough. The Iraqi people and being advised about the currency changes and the value and the like. Still on the Iraqi TV, are they being informed on that, or has that kind of been pulled back and they're not doing their continuous education?
They're doing banking education more than anything now, of why to put their money in the bank, why they believe in the bank and the currency. There's just, I'm going to say, street knowledge, supposedly, or anticipation of the rate itself.
Okay. And based on all of this, I like what you had said in your opening comments, that Iraq is moving forward, at least they aren't going backwards and the like. And it's been a while since people have been inquiring when you personally are thinking that G-Man and PA, Mr. 610, will be given his pink slip. So I thought I would ask that. But this may well be, in your opinion, possibly our last day pre-RV for your doing these calls.
Oh, God knows. Listen, I'm telling you guys the honest to God truth. I hope this is the very last call. I don't see it, but I hope every call is the very last call. I am, and I'm telling you, you guys can hear, I am tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of it not happening just like everybody else. I want us to move on and go, but I don't look at everything with Denora colored glasses. I don't do that. I still gotta look at the reality of things and the truth and see where it fits. So, while I would love to give G-Man a pink slip, I'm not in charge of that department. That's between him and Ray. Okay.
Indeed. Well, one can always hope. And I confess, I've got the rose-colored, Denar-colored glasses here because it's 10 days from whenever, whether it's today or tomorrow or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 days from that date. And you'll tell us that date for sure. We know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be happening. And obviously, the only thing I can say is we know that at this stage of the game, it's going to be in October, at least.
That's right.
Appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. We appreciate all your help.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
610. Area code. It's G-Man and BA.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man and PA.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and I want to thank 404 for her rose-colored Denar glasses. Yes, my pink slip is going to be given to me here soon. So just keep the faith, keep those donations coming in so we can keep this information superstation on the air, and all will be well. So this will be the long version, Tony. Take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. 727 area code. You're on.
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Yes, sir. It's Walt. I appreciate that. Thanks, Ray. And thanks, Tony. I keep thinking, well, maybe we got a little bit more to go through to get to, but whatever it is, you know, I guess the one question that it really seems to dominate what I'm thinking at now, because I remember I've said, and I've always sound kind of like the pessimist, I guess, to some folks, that I can't see Iran just walking away without a fight. And of course they're doing it kind of, at the behest of the militia, which they bought and paid for. So whether or not the militia is paid enough to say that they'll give their life for it is another question. And I think that ultimately, I guess my to boil it down, my question is, Tony and Ray, do you think that Kazemi has enough of a trust from the military and security forces to go after the militias, or do you think that he would be left holding the bag?
Okay. So I think that he knows if it comes down to it, he can always have the U.S. come back, or the U.S. will support him in going after the militia, because the U.S. is demanding that he deal with the militia, or he just leave them alone. The men that he puts them in as part of the military takes control of them and gets the guns off the street. So I don't think that was his plan or his intention, but it was the U.S. is part of the deal to get the Iranian influence off the street. So it's just another step. Do I think he's scared of doing that? No, because he's already doing it. And again, he's attacking it just like he is the government officials and just like he is Maliki. He went out and started rounding up all the little no-name groups first. Little gangs, little affiliations on all the blocks in the streets. And he's going to build up to the larger ones. But by removing all of those first, he's shrinking their force. So he's already started doing that. And I would think if I could see it, they could see it, because that's exactly what he's doing. And the same thing with the government officials. So now, by doing that, and again, making it very public by going after some high-profile people, making it very public, he is building his own force amongst the people who see for the first time there's about to be change, that they're about to be different. So I think he's going to rely on that. So I don't think that's going to stop him. at the right time to take out Amiri, Leakey, the rest of them, who even have contact with Iran. That will leave them without a leader, and they'll quickly disband, do what they do, hide all their rifles, guns under the doors, I mean the floors, in the backyard and everywhere else. But we'll see the streets start to look different. So I know he knows he has a battle, but I don't think, and because of who he was, their CIA chief, whatever, I don't think he's scared of the battle.
Sure. So you think he is willing to mix it up if has to be, and my opinion is it has to be, because sooner or later, those folks got to go, period. And anyway, that's really what I wanted.
Okay, remember this, though, Walt, before you go. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, he said to his military guys, if you're scared, quit now.
Quit.
And he said it publicly. If you're scared of them, quit now, because this is what we're doing.
Well,
okay.
Okay, that should have been, I guess, the faint of heart should have taken that as an ultimatum. So, and I think that's a good thing, unless there are those in it and the American troops found out what it's like to have so quote unquote allies amongst themselves that ultimately were being paid by the Iranians and by the seditious groups that were responsible for that. So, it's going to be interesting, and I'm anxious to see the end of this weekend, because this could be it. And we'll say a prayer and keep our fingers crossed, and hope that Friday you feel better, your voice is better, and there's some good news. And Ray, you can mark it
yes,
down.
Sir.
I'll put $50 in the mail today. And
all right.
So, and if you'll have it by the first of the week, or you should have it anyway. And
yes, sir.
First or middle of the week. So, but it's important
you
when
think.
You say something, you do it. That's why I'm saying it. So,
okay.
Have a good day, you two, and we'll look forward to news on or before Friday, and we'll go from there.
All right, sir.
All right, thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All righty. 202 area code. You are on.
How are you doing this morning? Can you hear me?
Tabula, sir, to the nth degree. Yes, we hear
how
you fine.
Doing? I was calling because I know you talk a lot about different types of trust and stuff. Have you heard of a contract trust?
Well, just about all of them are contract trusts, especially the non-statutory
yeah.
ones, unless you're talking about something
okay.
that has a fancy name with a different meaning to it.
No, I'm just talking about a contract trust. Like if you want to open up a trust for someone or whatever, you know, because you can have a whole bunch of different trusts with different things in them. So if you wanted to open up one for someone, would you
okay.
do a contract trust?
Well, I don't know what your
Did
definition
you say open
is
up
on
one
that, but I
for
would say,
someone?
Oh, meaning, like if I had money that I wanted to put in an account for someone, but I wanted to be a contract, I definitely don't want a statutory trust. So would a contract trust be a good option?
Well, I don't know what you're calling a contract trust, because I already said that's what they all are. Your contracts is what it's. That's all a trust is. It's a 2-3-party contract. So to me, that's a contract trust. They're all based on contracts, at least the non-statutory ones that I have interest in. So it sounds like we might be talking the same thing, but I don't use that terminology, contract trust. Because it's they're all the ones that I teach on are based on contracts. That's what puts them together.
Okay.
It's a contract. So we might be saying the same
and
thing.
And those are the, say that again.
I said we might be saying the same thing.
Oh. Okay. I think that was the answer to the question I want. And Mr. Tony, I heard you on a call the other day, you was saying you don't know why people would want to have gold and silver. But I actually know people who accept gold and silver as payments for haircuts, food, all that. So people actually accept that as money now for payment for different things on different stuff. They will actually accept it. My son actually gets his haircut. When he gets his haircut, they accept silver. He pays them with silver. So I just wanted to kind of throw that
out. Okay. Oh, wait. I got a question. I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's paying them with silver coins, silver bars, what?
He'll take silver coins, or they have something called a sound wallet, and you can put the silver in the sound wallet or gold in the sound wallet, and he'll have a sound wallet, and he'll take it that way as well. So it just, I guess it depends on what they have at that time, but he'll take it both ways. He'll take the coins, or he'll take it in the wallet, in the sound wallet. It's called a sound money wallet, and you can hold silver and gold in it, but it's just like money.
All right, it's just like a debit card, a credit. It's electronic money. It's not physical money, so it's electronic.
Yeah, but
right?
if you wanted to have it delivered, say that again.
I said it's just like a credit card. It's electronic.
No,
there's no physical money.
Well, but you can have money in there in gold and in silver. Like if you wanted to have that gold and silver delivered to you, you could take it out of that wallet and they will have it delivered to you. And you can sell it back to them. So if you needed money, if you had money and you needed that money for something and you have it in gold and silver, you can actually sell it back to the company and there's no middleman. They give you exactly what it's worth. We had a gentleman that did that. He had a coin that was worth $30,000 and he sold it back to the company and they put $30,000 in his account.
Okay. How much did he pay for it?
$159.
He bought a coin for $159 that was worth $30,000, sent it back, and got $30,000 in cash.
Yes, sir. He had a new mathematic coin.
Okay. All right. Let's do that deal every day then. Let's do that once a day.
Say that again?
I said, let's do that once
again.
A day.
I mean, you can't. I mean, it's possible. It's actually possible. I mean, if you want to talk after the call or something, I can tell you about it, but it's definitely possible.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to say okay, but if there was any deal that I could pay $149 every day and sell it the next day and get $30,000, everybody in the world would be doing it.
Well, it's a lot of people doing it now. It's something that just started, and it is a lot of people that is doing it. They are doing it.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that are doing it.
All right.
So why not just send him $159 and he just send me the $30,000? Why do I need the coin?
Because some people collect the coins. He just wanted the money because he had an emergency. So that's why.
Okay.
But he normally just collects. A lot of people just collect them because, you know, they want to collect them for whatever, anything in the future. But he had an emergency.
Okay, how many times have you done it?
How many times have I done it? I haven't sold any of mine. I leave mine in my wallet because I don't want to sell mine. But if I wanted to sell them back to the company, I can. And they will put the money in my account. There's a lot of people that do it. I just choose not to because I like to hold on to the asset.
Okay. All right. All thank
right.
you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. 507, area code, you are on. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. You should be open now. 507-313. All right, guess you went to sleep. 270 area code. Let's try you.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing today?
All right.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I know y'all couldn't say anything about it, but I tell you what, if that was the case on them coins, I'm going to give up on this RV and I'm going to buy them coins.
You and
Lord,
me too.
Have mercy.
And I'm gonna buy 1,000 of them a day and make $3 million every other day. But okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna go get a trailer load of them.
But all right, go ahead. It's
all right. You know, I know times are getting hard. You know, you're talking about the donation stuff. But, Tony and Ray, I've got something that I need to send to you guys. If you can send me your email or something, and it's for the RV that you can probably put out in your next call, that is really going to make everybody's day, I think. It's a friend of mine that sent it to me, and she thinks that you guys need it, and I read it, and I think it's really something you guys need, and it's really going to make everybody's day for the RV. So if Ray, okay, there's any way you can take down my email and send me an email where I can send it to you, where you and Tony can look at it, I can send it
all
to
right,
you.
All right, sir. Okay, I'll do that.
All right, my email is
No, okay.
You're on the cell
Never
phone,
mind.
Right?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll text you.
Okay. And right. I believe this thing's getting real, real, real close, but when I got that this morning, I said, yeah, Tony and Ray, you guys would enjoy that.
Okay.
But I think it's really pertaining and going to make everybody's day when you guys read it on Friday's call, if it hadn't went by then.
No.
All right. We'll look at it, see what it is.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day. And Ray, also include the link where I can make a donation. I'll go ahead and make a donation to you guys today.
Yeah, all right, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thanks. Ray, let me do this yes, real quick. I just got this from Iraq. So he said instead of raising rates, Iraq announces borrowing 1 trillion dinar today to pay salaries. Parliament received the borrowing law instead of budget. Doesn't mean they won't announce anything tomorrow or the next day, but he's saying they did this. So far, they're announcing that they borrowed 1 trillion dinar to pay salaries today. So we'll see what happens afterwards. I'm just giving you guys what I got real quick. I'm sure Trish is all over it right now. We'll see.
All right. Well, we're at the bottom half of the hour. Let's wrap this one up.
Oh, I thought we were going to get somebody else. Oh, all right. Okay, guys. It's still a super fantastic day. Things are moving forward, and as we see, I mean, they got the trillion they needed. They can make the payments that they want to make starting today or tomorrow. People can get paid. That day I'm excited. We still could get a rate change right here, you know, tomorrow, this weekend. We'll see what happens. But right now, everything is really, really good. It's still positive. I don't know what's going to happen with the demonstrations tomorrow. I'm really not that concerned about the community that's been pushing so hard, that even if they do start tomorrow, I think they'll give the people what they want by the middle of the month. But we'll see. So let's look to it tomorrow. Let's be positive about today. Everything is going good. The trillion was great news, I'm sure, for all of them. Salaries can be made. People can have money in their pocket. I'm sure he'll be making some announcements over the next 2 days. So with that, I want you guys to do what I'm going to do, and that is enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form, or we'll do a call if that's what it takes. But until then, enjoy your day, guys, because I'm going to surely enjoy mine. All right, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Y'all hear me?
I believe
yes,
that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe.
the clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
It won't disconnect now?
Well, I was trying to turn the recording off on the other line, but apparently it was having difficulties to begin with. So we may not have recorded on the phone, the dialing one, but it is here on the Blog Talk. All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.